Hello, am I for speaking?
Oh, yes, sir. John, once again, from eBay. Sorry, the line.
Oh, yes. Something happened, yeah.
Yeah, sir. Sorry, the line got disconnected somehow. Please be in front of the laptop once again.
Yeah, I am.
All right. And, sir, could you let me know that what browser you're using right now?
Chromium.
Chromium, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. All right. So now, sir, type the same thing once again in your search panel,
www.
A as in alpha, then letter N as in Nancy, then letter Y as in yellow, then letter D as in doctor once again,
then letter E
as in echo, then letter S as in sugar, then letter K as in kilo.
Yep.
Then put a .com.
Yep.
Now search for it and just do let me know what comes up on your screen.
Looks like that website, it's got access now.
Now below that, can you see something written as download now in a red color box?
I can, yeah.
Give a click on that. Let me tell you, like, explain you about this application. This is our security application, which will help you to get the security, all right? Now, so look at the very left-hand side, bottom corner. You will get to see a file downloading, which is ADIS.exe. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Give a double tap on that.
The EXE? I don't think the EXE will work.
Yes, you need to open up the application. You need to open up that application.
Yeah, but Linux doesn't use EXE. It's Debian.
Sorry?
It doesn't use the EXE. If I download the EXE, it won't work.
Why is it so?
Because it's Linux. It's not Windows.
Oh, well, just hold on for a second.
Uh-huh.
All right. Sir, could you please let me know that? Look at your, first of all, look at your keyboard and look at the very left hand side bottom corner. Can you see there are four flag window keys over there?
There's not a Windows key, no.
Then what is it, sir?
It's like a little triangle symbol.
A triangle symbol, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's more like a it's pointing to the right. I think it's the logo of the company who made the keyboard, actually.
And sir, could you just let me know that apart from this laptop, like, are you using any cell phone?
Oh no, not typically. No.
Not typically, right? Alright.
It's pretty basic what I've got. I don't really use it for web browsing. So does it not work on my computer?
Sir, could you let me know that, are you using a Chromebook right now? Is it a Chromebook?
No, it's not. No, it's a computer.
The laptop which you're using right now, is it a Chromebook?
No, it's not.
And could you please let me know what was the browser name? Could you please confirm me once again so that we can help you out?
Chromium.
So, sir, Chromium is a browser which people use for the it is only used for the Chromebook. So that means you are using a Chromebook right now.
No. You can actually download it onto any computer. It's the base for Chrome.
But you told me that you cannot download that file. The file which I gave you, you told me that you cannot download that file, right?
Oh, I can download it, but I won't be able to use it because I can't use the .exe files on my computer.
Why? Well, like, let me know that. Why can't you like open that app, like that file?
Are you familiar with computers? Do you know what I'm saying when I say it's a Linux system? Do you know what the maybe Google that? Google Linux. L-I-N-U-X.
Like, are you using a Linux or are you using a Linux browser?
Well, the operating system is Linux, and the web browser is Chromium. So instead of Windows, so a computer can use Windows or it can use Mac OS. It can also use an operating system called Linux.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hi sir, this is Alex. Your call has been transferred to me. I'm the senior technician in the floor. How are you doing today?
Yeah, not too bad. I think I might have confused your colleague a bit.
Okay, not an issue. So just confirm me what sort of a device you're using. Please tell me.
I was trying to say that I use a Linux operating system, not a Windows or a Mac OS.
You're using a Linux, right?
That's right, yeah.
You're using a Linux?
Yeah, so he was trying to get me to download an .exe, and if I download an .exe, it won't actually install.
I understand. And do you have, apart from that Linux, do you have any other device, like any smartphone with you?
I do, but I don't use it for web browsing or anything. It's pretty basic.
Okay, not an issue. Leave your laptop as it is. Don't need to do anything on your laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, just do a thing, put your speaker on your smartphone.
I don't have a web browser installed on it. I don't use it for that.
Don't worry, I'm going to help you out. You just do it. The phone you're using, is that an Android phone or is it an Apple iPhone?
It's an Android.
It's an Android. Put me on speaker, first of all.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. Now, are you using a full screen phone? Or you can see three icons at the bottom, like a triangle, a square, a circle.
It's the one with the buttons down the bottom, yeah.
Yes, yeah. There will be a triangular shape icon or an arrow. Just tap on that.
Yeah.
Now are you back to the home page of your phone? Can you see all your regular apps of your phone, sir?
I can.
Now please open up the Play Store application from your end. Open up the Play Store.
Yep.
Now on the Play Store, type over there eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay, all in lowercase.
Mm-hmm.
Leave a space.
Yep.
Then type AnyDesk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, AnyDesk, eBay, AnyDesk.
Yeah.
Tap on search.
Yep.
Now, what are the results you can see? Please let me know.
I can't find one specifically for eBay, but there is an AnyDesk application here.
Yes, there will be a green color option if it's installed. Tap on install.
Saying it's not compatible with my device.
You don't need to worry about that. It's a security application through which we're going to connect you with the EB Secure server, okay? The remote server will connect to you so that we can provide this cancellation of the fraud charge. All right, sir.
It doesn't let me install it, though. It just says not compatible with this device.
You're using an Android phone, and it says not compatible?
It's old. It's an old phone. It's pretty old, so maybe the current version doesn't work with this phone.
No, it will work on your phone, sir. Because what's the option you can see? Please read it out for me.
Oh, it just says not compatible, and it's kind of like, it's got the button there, but it's grayed out. Like, it doesn't let me click on it.
You just go to the, just press the back button once, and where you can see all the results, please let me know.
Yeah, I can.
Yes, what are the results you can see? Please read it out one by one.
AnyDesk remote desktop, AnyDesk plugin,
yes.
AnyOne,
click on
eBay.
The first one. click on the first one, any disk remote desktop. You attach on that.
Yeah, but that one's saying it doesn't. I'm going to check the version,
Now, this is a Google Chrome install.
I can't click on it, though.
Tap on
install. It says Android 4.4 and up, but my version of Android is older than that, so I can't. I don't think I can install this one.
On your laptop, which browser do you have? On your laptop, which browser do you have? Do you have Microsoft, Edge, Firefox, or...
Hang on a second. I said I was running Linux. How can I install Microsoft Edge on Linux?
There will be no Microsoft Edge. There could be possible of Firefox or Google Chrome.
Yeah, that's right. Unless I'm running Wine. If I'm running Wine, I could install it. Yeah, the emulator.
What do you
get? Chromium.
Chromium.
Yeah. Just the vanilla. You know, the base of Chrome.
Okay, just give me a moment.
Basically Chrome. Basically. It's got a little blue logo.
Yeah, it's just, please open it up. You can open it up.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Sorry, now open. Yep.
Yes. Now on the search bar, type the www.
Mm-hmm.
Then type anydesk.com.
Yep.
Yes. And tap on search. Press enter on your keyboard.
Yeah, I'm already on the website because your colleague got me to go there before, so I probably don't need to go back there again. So I'm on the website.
Now what can you see?
I'm on the download page, so I can see download now.
Just give me a moment. Okay, so look at the right-hand side corner. Do you see a red down arrow?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Tap on that.
Yes,
okay. What can you see? Can you see all platform, all devices?
Yes, I can, yeah.
Just below that, you will get to see lots of options. Windows, Mac OS, Android, iOS, Linux, FreeBSD. Do you see all of those options?
I do, yeah. I see all them, yeah.
Click on Linux.
I'm on that one, yeah.
Now click on Download Now.
Which one? Because there's a lot. There's Debian, Ubuntu, Mint.
There's a red option. It says Download Now. Tap on Download Now.
Yeah, but I don't know which version it's going to get.
Okay.
Because there's a bunch of versions of CentOS, Debian, Red Hat.
Okay, just give me a moment.
Maybe I get a generic one?
This is Red Hat Enterprise 64-bit.
Red Hat, yeah. Yep, Red Hat, yep.
Just give me a moment. Now, which one you see? You see Linux 7 or Linux 8? Do you see both of them?
I see both of them, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and which one is used? You use Linux 7 or Linux 8?
I don't actually know.
Okay, you just do a thing, click on the Linux 7 one.
7, the older version.
Yeah,
okay. So what's this for? What do you need to remote?
It's a security filter so that we can connect you with the robotic server of eBay, okay?
Yeah, but it's a remote desktop tool, so you're going to log into my computer.
No. It's not going to remotely access off your device, okay? We are just going to connect your network with the secure server of eBay so that we can give you the security key, all right?
Secure server of eBay.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, after clicking on it, do you see the file has downloaded?
Yeah, it has.
Yes, please give a double click on it.
Okay, yep, seems to be installing.
All right. Give a double click on it and it will open up.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it looks like it's finished now. So click on that and open it up, yeah.
Yes. And now what can you see on your screen?
I can see the like the dialogue to enter the details.
What can you exactly see? What exactly comes up on your screen?
Bring it up.
Just tell me what exactly you can see on your screen.
So I can see like a window with a bunch of like text fields to enter in. Looks like remote address.
Okay, and just below that, do you see says your address and some numbers?
Yeah. I see the numbers. Yep.
Yes, that's your cancellation ID. Read me out the ID number once.
The cancellation ID from eBay?
Yes, it's from the robotic server. You just confirm it to me so that we can verify this ID.
Ah, see, Tessa doesn't know that. That's kind of cool. The number is 733.
Uh huh.
091.
Uh huh.
070.
Can you just give me a moment? And just beside that, do you see any small black lock sign?
A what sign, sorry? A black?
Black small lock sign.
Yeah, I see that, yeah.
Okay. The ID we just verified is the wrong ID.
Oh, is it?
Tell me the ID once.
Yeah, that's probably because I got it off the image search from Google.
Are you bluffing, sir?
I am. I got you. You've got me.